there was an interesting exercise going on at some restaurant yesterday to tie in with voting for the All-Star Mile, and the horse is man of his word, and the syndicate manager is Sam Lyons, and Sam's CV is quite extraordinary, and no surprise that he's embarked on a creative pitch to get votes for the All-Star Mile. G'day, Sam. How are you?
Good, thanks, Matty. Thanks for having me on, mate.
That's all right. What was going on yesterday with this burger for vote deal?
To be fair, it actually had nothing to do with us. It was an ex-owner from Grand Syndicate owned one a while ago, who still follows us a little bit. She has a burger joint in Melbourne called Charlie & Co. They do a good job, and he messaged me out of the blue yesterday and said, or the day before, and said that anyone who votes for Man of His Word and shows him the confirmation can have a free cheeseburger. So obviously we shared that on social media for a bit of fun, just to get people talking and that sort of thing. But it was great to see, you know, fans of the horse and fans of us want to get behind and see a horse like him in the race.
How many burgers sold? How many burgers eaten, which equals how many votes garnered? Any idea what the tally was after this?
Look, to be honest, I think it was only about 10 or 15, but it was sort of the point was more to behind the fact that we could be able to talk about it. But what's really good is that he messaged me late yesterday and said that he's going to continue it for today and tomorrow as well. So if you haven't voted for Man of His Word and you are anywhere near Melbourne, CBD, vote for him, get along to Charlie and Co. in the Emporium, and you can get a free cheeseburger. And I'm hearing they're fantastic because a couple of people did contact me after they got them. So.
Well, I was just thinking, only 10 or 15 votes, it doesn't speak much of the quality of the burgers, to be honest. But hopefully...
probably more quality of the people that listen to me on Twitter. So if I could get a bit more reach, I'm sure we could get some more people through the door. But we dropped it late, but no, that's all right. It's good. It's got a few people talking, and as we know with Twitter, it's got a few trolls out and crawling out of their holes. But realistically, it's a bit of fun. And look, this is exactly what the All-Star Mile's for. It's here, so we all go and promote racing to a new audience. We're trying to get out of the sphere and out of the bubble. So, I mean, I'm working hard to try and find ways to do that. And this sort of stuff is exactly what they're going to want to see, and it's exactly what everyone should want to be doing with their horse.
I reckon you've nailed the intent of the All-Star there, and hopefully it will achieve that on such a scale that it'll outweigh all the niggles that are coming out about the quality of the field and so on, because the urban ruler people are thinking of it in a similar way. They're thinking that, well, there's $90,000 just for getting in, for running 10th or whatever, and they can make a day of it for their owners. And I think the more it's discussed and the more creative ideas come up, it might help racing burst out of its bubble a little bit.
Oh, for sure, Matty. And that's definitely the idea behind the race. There's no doubt about that. And look, to be honest, in 3 or 4 years, we probably won't be able to get a horse like Man of His Word or Urban Ruler in, because hopefully the race will be so big that there'll be so much in the weight of general public in the number of votes that, you know, these little things probably won't get you in. It'll be a bit like the Japanese where they're getting millions of votes every year. But look, to be honest, we identified it pretty early that there was going to be an opportunity this year to target a horse like him, and he's probably out of place against the top line horses. He's a stakes winner, and he's run something like 9 stakes placings around that trip as well. So he's not completely out of place in a race like that. And look, if he makes it, he won't be bringing in the tail. We'll be looking to finish somewhere midfield, and cross our fingers that, you know, we could even poke up towards a little bit more prize money than 90,000.
Yeah, well, there you go. And it's shown by Dean Krongold, and this is a good branding exercise for a trainer whose profile is building. So what's the latest with Man of His Word's campaign? We're getting closer and closer to horses being seriously pitched towards this race now.
Yep, he is low-flying. We gave him a short first prep last time in Melbourne just because of a couple of little niggles that he had, and he was quite good first up and then wasn't too bad in some nice races. But we've put him away again and brought him back for this. He's flying. He'll trial on February 4th, and then he'll go. There's a 1,200-metre race at Flemington into a 14 at Flemington into the All-Star Mile if we can make the field. So, but he is low-flying, according to Dean. 10 times as good as he was last prep. Some people might say he might need to, but that's still as good as we can hope to hear.
Now, what's his vote count as we speak? Do you know?
His vote count...
1,800. Benny Day just tells me 1,800, which I think puts you third.
Yeah, but the difference between third and seventh or eighth is pretty tight. So
just keep at it. Keep at it.
Yeah, so like I said, I think staying in the top 10 is important. It keeps you relevant, keeps people talking about you. And Yeah, look, we're one of the underdogs in the field for sure. So, you know, we'd love to see the general public hopefully get behind a horse like us and help keep us there.
Well, if it's all about exposure, you might have to resurrect one of your previous incarnations in order to generate some votes. And part of your quite interesting and amusing CV is you were part of one of our most successful and long-running ever theatre productions. Tell us about that.
Actually, to be honest, this hasn't been spoken too much about publicly. Most of our guys tend to know this, but yeah, before Grand Syndicates, I was working in theatre and travelling, I guess, in the comedy industry with a pretty well known stage show called Puppetry of the Penis,
which sounded like a hard sell at the time, but it was a phenomenal success, and there was nothing gratuitous about it. It was just dead set funny, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was great. Well, it's still to this day Australia's biggest stage export, I believe. I think no other stage show from Australia has played as many shows or to as many people around the world. So yeah, it was a good 6 or 7 years of my life.
Which one of you actually sat around one night and said, "Why don't we do this?"
Well, I think it was. It's really the way we all grow up. I think the silly side of boys and footy clubs and that. And when it's there, you'll find something to do with it. So I think, like a lot of people, we used to have a few party tricks and that sort of grew into the guys originally starting the show and it all went from there.
And it went global.
Yeah, massive, massive. I think at the moment they've been playing Vegas for about the last 2 years.
So the original puppeteers are no longer the puppeteers?
No. So I was one of the two replacements that came on and covered the original guys, Simon and Friendy, who actually started the show and are the gurus. I did it with another friend for a few years, about 6 years, and now there's another crew doing it in the States and the UK. So it's it was an interesting time of life, traveling around the world and getting paid to. Paid to perform like that, but it was fun. You know, we played all the big comedy festivals, and it was an interesting time of my life, and I wouldn't swap it for anything.
I reckon there's probably some stories, but we won't go there.
Yeah, probably not the forum, but we had some fun.
Yes, I could imagine. Hey, and then in 2010, you sort of found your way into the racing game. You grew up, I believe, surrounded by racetracks in Adelaide and got into it, but professionally, there was a Sky Racing launched a competition, didn't they?
Yeah, the original Sky Racing Search for a Star, which I managed to fall into. And then from there, I did about 12 months of Sky. That was then sort of living in Sydney and doing what I was doing there. It wasn't quite for me, so we went back and basically got into the racing side of things, where I am now, and became a racing manager for a syndicator, and then Grand Syndicate started soon after, thanks to the boss, Peter Morley, who had a good idea about bringing some sort of budget syndicated horses into the fray.
It's great that the lower end is getting a profile. I spoke to Nathan Snow yesterday, who's picking
good
up...
A friend of mine.
Yeah, well, and he's maximising that bottom-end market of discarded horses and resurrecting them, and it sounds like, you know, it's not all about gazillion-dollar yearlings and high-end syndicates, is it? There's a lot of entry points to racing, and it sounds like you guys are maximising that as well. Sam, good on you. Hopefully the more burgers will be swapped for votes today at your mate's joint, and hopefully Man of His Word will maintain his high vote count and find his way into the All-Star.
No worries. Thanks very much for having us on, Matt. And yeah, obviously, if anyone would like to see one of the underdogs in there and getting a chance to punch up against horses like the Autumn Sun and Grunt and Co, please vote to keep us in. And if you're in Melbourne today, anywhere near Charlie and Co Burgers, they do a great job. Get yourself a free cheeseburger.
Oh, outstanding work. Good on you. Thanks, Sam.
Legend, Matt.